It wasn't for Banjo going around with him all the time. We could gang up on him, said Cat's Eye. Medium Dave looked up, one hand clamping handkerchief to his eye. Gang up on him, he said. Yeah, it's all your fault, Chicken Wire went on. Oh, yeah? So it wasn't you who said, wow, $10,000, count me in. Chicken Wire backed away. I didn't know there was going to be all this creepy stuff. I want to go home. Medium Dave hesitated, despite his pain and rage. This wasn't normal talk for Chicken Wire, for all that he whined and grumbled. This was a strange place, no lie about that. And all that business with the teeth had been very odd. But he'd been out with Chicken Wire when jobs had gone wrong and both the Watch and the Thieves Guild had been after them, and he'd been as cool as anyone. And if the Guild had been the ones to catch them, they'd have nailed their ears to their ankles and thrown them in the river. In Medium Dave's book, which was a simple book and largely written in mental crayon, things didn't get creepier than that. "What's up with you?" he said. "All of you. You're acting like little kids."
Would he deliver to apes earlier than humans?
Interesting point, sir. Possibly you're referring to my theory that humans may have in fact descended from apes, of course, said Ponder. A bold hypothesis which ought to sweep away the ignorance of centuries if the Grants Committee could just see their way clear to letting me hire a boat and sail around to the islands of...
I just thought he might deliver alphabetically, said Ridcully. There was a patter of soot in the cold fireplace.
That's presumably him now, do you think? Ridcully went on.
Oh, well, I thought we should check.
Something landed in the ashes. The two wizards stood quietly in the darkness while the figure picked itself up. There was a rustle of paper.
Let me see now.
There was a click as Ridcully's pipe fell out of his mouth.
Who the hell are you? He said. Mr. Stibbons, light a candle.
Death backed away.
I'm the Hogfather, of course. Ho, ho, ho. Who would you expect to come down a chimney on a night like this, may I ask?
No, you're not.
I am. Look, I've got the beard and the pillow and everything.
You look extremely thin in the face.
I'm not well. It's all... Yes, it's all this sherry and rushing around. I am a bit ill.
Terminally, I should say.
Ridcully grabbed the beard. There was a twang as the string gave way. It's a false beard.
No, it's not, said Death desperately.
Here's the hooks for the ears, which must have given you a bit of trouble, I must say. Ridcully flourished the incriminating evidence.
What were you doing coming down the chimney? He continued. Not in marvellous taste, I think.
Death waved a small grubby scrap of paper defensively.
Official letter to the Hogfather, says here, he began,
and then looked at the paper again.
Well, quite a lot, in fact. It's a long list. Library stamps, reference books, pencils, bananas.
The librarian asked the Hogfather for those things, said Ridcully. Why?
I don't know, said Death.
This was a diplomatic answer. He kept his finger over a reference to the Arch-Chancellor. The orangutan for Duck's Bottom was quite an interesting squiggle.
I've got plenty in my desk drawer, mused Ridcully. I'm quite happy to give them out to any chap, provided he can prove he's used up the old one.
They must show you an absence of pencil?
Of course. If he needed essential materials, he need only have come to me. No man can tell you I'm an unreasonable chap.
Death checked the list carefully.
That is precisely correct, he confirmed,
with anthropological exactitude.
Except for the bananas, of course, I wouldn't keep fish in my desk.
Death looked down the list and then back up at Ridcully.
Good,
he said, in the hope that this was the right response. Wizards know when they are going to die. They generally know in time to have their best robe cleaned, do some serious damage to the wine cellar, and have a really good last meal. It's a nicer version of Death Row, with the bonus of no lawyers. Ridcully had no such premonitions, and to Ponder's horror, prodded Death in the cushion.
Why you, he said. What's happened to the other fellow?
I suppose I must tell you.
In the House of Death, a whisper of shifting sand and the faintest chink of moving glass, somewhere in the darkness of the floor. and in the dry shadows the sharp smell of snow and a thud of hooves. Sidney